Thank you. That sounded like a signal gem. But, ladies and gentlemen, ministers, DG, members of the media, thank you for joining us this morning for the Governance and Administration Post-SONA Cluster Media Briefing. Today we outline the progress made by government through this cluster and provide more details of the plans announced by the President during the recent State of the Nation to improve the lives of all South Africans. President Zuma declared the year of 2015 as the year of the Freedom Charter and unity in action to advance economic freedom. It is the year of going the extra mile in building a united, democratic, non-racial, non-sexist and prosperous South Africa. As the President indicated during the SONA, this cluster is committed to building a caring, effective and responsive state. The past 20 years have seen unprecedented progress in delivering services to our people. This is as a result of our efforts to improve, to implement government's program of action. In this regard, the Ministry for Public Service and Administration embarked on visits to frontline service delivery points in September and October this last year to identify areas of deficiency and to introduce coordinated measures to ensure efficiency in the administration of public services. The drive towards coordinated government has been at the heart of government's transformation and reform programs for a number of years. The Public Management Administration Act 2014, Act 11 of 2014, was introduced to strengthen coordination of public administration across the three spheres of government by, among other things, ensuring that minimum norms and standards are set and implemented by national, provincial and local governments. In addition, the Act will also apply to all organs of state and public enterprises. Number one, the Act will enhance the movement of staff within the public service. It provides for the transfer of employees with their consent and for the transfer of employees upon the transfer or assignment of function. Two, where there is a skills shortage, employees with the necessary skills and knowledge may be seconded if the secondment is justified. Third, the Act prohibits public servants or their immediate families from doing any business with the state. Fourth, employees are required to disclose the financial interests of their spouses and or partners. Fifth, public servants are now also prohibited from being a director of a public or private company conducting business with the state. As part of promoting professional ethics and integrity in the public service, the Act establishes a public administration ethics, integrity and disciplinary technical assistance unit to provide, among others, technical assistance and support to institutions in all spheres of government regarding the management of ethics, integrity and disciplinary matters relating to misconduct within the public service. In our last briefing, we reported that the cluster would expedite the resolution of disciplinary cases. Consequently, the Department of Public Service and Administration has established a central system to deal with the backlog of cases of precautionary suspensions in the public service. To this effect, Cabinet approved the creation of a pool of labor relations specialists and legal experts to deal with the deadlock. Preliminary work has been undertaken to identify all departments that require urgent intervention and to appoint the pool of experts. This pool is expected to commence its work by March 2015. Members of the media, in building a public service that as a career of choice, the National School of Government was established to promote capacity development of public sector employees. The National School of Government will pilot a formal graduate recruitment scheme to support departments in attracting and developing young talent, which will commence by March 2017. the National School of Government, working with the Department of Public Service and Administration, will use assessment mechanisms to build confidence in recruitment processes and develop mentoring and peer support mechanisms for senior managers for 2015-2016. This will entail developing and piloting mechanisms to facilitate on-the-job mentoring and peer support for newly appointed senior managers. Ladies and gentlemen, through the Government Employees Medical Scheme, GEMS, government is providing expanded healthcare coverage for public sector employees that is cost-effective, efficient, and equitable. Government cares about the health and well-being of its employees. To date, GEMS has covered 1.8 million members and their beneficiaries. We are working hard to ensure that GEMS remains affordable. Priority projects for 2015 include reducing medical scheme costs through strategic sourcing and specialist networks. To contain an ever-increasing healthcare cost, GEMS has increased its strategic focus on health risk management. In support of the GEMS strategic pillar of affordability, focus is aimed at emphasizing preventative care and monitoring and evaluating healthcare outcomes for the interventions of the scheme for the interventions that the scheme procures. Local government. Local government has seen tremendous achievements despite the challenges experienced by a number of municipalities, which is a cause for serious concern. In his address, the president said that local government is everybody's business. We have to make it work. Local government is the sphere of government that is closest to our people. Hence, the need to go back to basics to improve the lives of all South Africans. The government adopted a back-to-basics intervention on local government and called for immediate actions to make local government deliver more efficiently on basic services, including water and sanitation, electricity, human settlements, and roads. Government has emphasized the need to deploy skilled and qualified staff into key municipal posts and strengthen accountability and political management. Local government should serve our people with distinction and not as merely an electoral aid. Getting back to basics means A. Providing these services in a professional and caring manner that recognizes the human dignity of each resident. B. Actively communicating and interacting with the community in every ward. C. Fighting fraud and corruption and reviewing tendering systems in local government. D. Working harder to expand poverty alleviation programs such as the Community Works Program, which provides skills and work opportunities for our people. Ladies and gentlemen, as government, we continue to maintain the integrity of the National Population Register by registering children within 30 days of birth. To this end, we have announced that we will cease the process of delayed registration of birth by 31 December 2015. This critical milestone will ensure that we safeguard our identity, citizenship, and secure our population register. We have endeavored to issue all South Africans with a single identity document, the Smart ID card, affirming the right to identity, equality, and a single and common citizenship. In this regard, our task is to ensure progressively that over 38 million citizens with green ID books convert to the small ID card by the time this process concludes. That is, in our lifetime. To date, we have issued over 1 million smart ID cards in less than a year, and we are confident of reaching the target of 1.6 million cards by the end of the 2014-2015 financial year. Ladies and gentlemen, a key milestone which was achieved in the first 6 months of this administration was the finalization and public release of the MTSF 2014-2019. The MTSF Medium-Term Strategic Framework contains targets related to the 14 priority focus areas for government and is a blueprint for how this administration will implement the NDP over the next 5 years. As part of promoting accountability, the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation has incorporated the MTSF 2014-2019 targets into performance agreements for the same period, which the President has signed with all ministers. These key targets and actions will be reflected in the performance agreements of heads of department and senior officials. Cabinet will receive quarterly briefing report quarterly progress reports on the implementation of the MTSF by the relevant outcome coordinating ministers and the DPME. This progress will be made public, will be made publicly available through the Program of Action website managed by the DPME. The Treasury regulations have been changed to require departments to submit draft strategic and annual performance plans to the DPME so that they can be checked for alignment to the MTSF. The DPME is checking the strategic plans and APPs of national and provincial departments to ensure that they reflect key targets and actions in the MTSF. Operation Padisa. President Zuma mentioned that we have introduced some innovative programs to implement the NDP. Last year we launched Operation Padisa, a results-driven laboratory approach to planning and executing programs. The second Operation Padisa Lab, focusing on improving the quality of health services provided in clinics, was held in October 2014. Cabinet will shortly be considering ways of using the Operation Padisa methodology more widely across government to improve implementation. The DPME continues to carry out evaluations of a range of government programs. Currently, 37 evaluations are underway, in addition to the two which have been publicly released. It also continues to carry out unannounced monitoring visits to service delivery sites and engage with the management of the relevant departments regarding the required improvements. Citizen-based monitoring of the quality of service delivery has been undertaken in Msinga, in KwaZulu-Natal, Phuthelichaba in the Free State, Kemba in Gauteng, Groveton in Northwest, and Beresford Practice in Limpopo, working together with the South African Police Service, the South African Social Security Agency, as well as the Department of Health. The intention is to pilot the program in the other four provinces in 2015 and start scaling up the program by June 2015. The Presidential Hotline continues to be a catalyst in resolving service delivery programs. By January 2015, a total of 207,971 complaints and queries had been lodged and the resolution rate was 94%. This is an improvement year on year from a resolution rate of 64% by the end of September 2010 to 94% by the end of January 2015. The DPME carries out telephonic citizen satisfaction service for the presidential hotline. By December 2014, some 23,458 citizens had been surveyed and 62% rated the service as fair and good. Members of the media, Cabinet approved the draft National Youth Policy 2015 to 2020 and was subsequently gazetted and released for public consultation. The primary purpose of the NYP is to ensure that we have in place youth development programs that respond to the challenges faced by the youth of our country, programs that enable young people to have agency and take charge of their destiny. The consultation processes continue. The four priority areas of the draft NYP are economic participation, education and skills development, behavioral change, social cohesion, and active citizenry. In conclusion, government will continue to give effect to its constitutional mandate and provide services to South Africans while also contributing to an efficient, effective and development-orientated public service and an empowered, fair and inclusive citizenship. I thank you.